Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is Afrocast episode 189. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history, a.k.a. I ain't got but one team in the Fantasy League playoffs right now.
What do you mean?
I only got one team. I got like five fucking teams, but only one of them made the playoffs, man. I suck this shit.
Damn. Is it the Pro Fantasy League?
Oh, Pro Fantasy League, I finished like 10th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm right in the playoffs.
So it's not over yet, though, right?
Nah. It's not over. I mean, it's over for me. You know what I'm saying?
So who's left?
GQ Blue still in it. Architect still in it. Who else? Fro related, you might know. Cornell still in it. You know, that's about all that matters, man.
No Harlem Heat.
No Harlem Heat. They out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So you know.
So it's gonna be a new champ this year.
Possibly. I mean, you know, the returning champ is still in it, and then, you know, we got a two-time champ still in it. So, you know, we possibly could have this, you know, it's only been three champions in the Fro League. You know, I'm a two-timer, you know, myself, Faraji, and the newcomer that came last year. I won't say his name because, you know, fuck
it. And I got Rob.
Yeah, and stat correction, Rob's all right, yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, man. This is probably going to be the last episode for this year.
Yeah.
We're going to get into these awards. It's me and Germ, so you get what you get. You know what I'm saying? There ain't going to be no fact-checking. Ain't going to be no actual stats on this one. Ain't no Be Easy involved. Won't be no tie of the year, suit of the year. Won't be no basketball team of the year. Who else we got to get out of here? Won't be no underground artist of the year. I think that's everybody.
Won't be no show of the year or best mixer of the year. None of that shit.
None of that shit. It's going to be straight for the streets. I'm sure that half of this shit, I don't know a good candidate, so it'll be just Germ. We're going to do what we do, man, and then we'll see y'all in 2016.
Yes.
Man, this year went by quick.
Yes, man, it did, man.
Shit. So let's go ahead and get these awards started so we can get our checks for the last year, you know what I'm saying? And get started. The most important award of all time, Rapper of the Year.
It's all right, man. Come on, man. You got to build the show up, man. You just can't jump out there and get it. Then people gonna cut off the show, so all right.
They gonna cut it off anyway. Let's just give them the shit they want so they can cut it off in time.
Let's start from the bottom of the list. Let's start
from the bottom of the list. So this ain't even on the list. So this, if we can get start from the bottom, this would be the bottom. R&B Album of the Year.
R&B Album of the Year was
Tyrese Black Rose.
It's all right, says it's Tyrese, and that's the winner because Germ don't listen to R&B music. Yo, get your Tyrese, you are the Nappy Afro R&B Album of the Year. Even though Dave just came out a couple months ago, she's not eligible.
Look, if you haven't listened to a good R&B album, this is the one. Mm. Make sure you check this one out. Tyrese put it on for y'all. It's an independent album, so go ahead and check that out. Support the homie, so maybe he'll stop posting on Instagram and Facebook and shit because that shit don't make no sense. Just buy the album. You know what I'm saying? These are the street awards right here. You know what I'm saying? Biggest winner of the year. This is just based on me and Germ's opinion. No,
skip those. Those are not ready yet.
Come on, man. Well, you direct the outline, because I don't know where you want me to go.
Yeah, you know, just skip around. Sorry. Just skip around. Okay. The biggest winner of the year, man. You know, man, see, I wasn't ready for them. Sorry. We're going to have to skip around.
See,
man.
You have to tell me. I don't know where you ready for. I don't know where you at. I got my shit picked out. So I don't know where you at on this one. For the first time in 189 episodes, Germ's not ready, and Saul Wright is ready. Make sure y'all mark this. It took a whole year.
I take it back. My biggest win of the year was, it actually was a tie between Plies and DJ Khaled, because, you know, because, I mean, not only did these guys not do anything musically, but they stayed like in the news all year long. Like they stayed in our fucking faces all year long, and we loved them niggas, man. Khaled with his Snapchat and Plies with his Instagram, and like those my biggest winners of the year.
Wait, Khaled dropped the album.
He did?
It's called I've Changed. Some shit like that. Yes, he did.
Been making up stuff, sorry.
No, Khaled dropped the album. He's been doing the tour. That's why we've been seeing him on concerts. I mean, on interviews and shit. He dropped the album.
DJ Khaled
dropped the album.
Oh, okay. Hey, I take Sorry right said he dropped the album. So
it's,
you know,
I Changed. Seriously, some shit like that. You know, I ain't gonna get the name right, but yeah, he's been doing a circuit for that. I don't know if anybody's heard it, if anybody's on it. We're not doing the number game anymore, so I don't know if it's even on there, but he dropped the album this year at some point. So you got Khaled, you got Plies. Yes, Plies also who helped the young lady out of his concert after giving her, what, $100 cash?
Yeah, $100.
Hey, man, that's a win. Life. That's a win. My winner is a tie also.
Okay.
Homer pick is going to be Gurley. You know what I'm saying? You come back from ACL, you rip up the league. I got to give you props for that. Even on a shitty team. You putting up 120, 150 yards rushing, your team's still terrible. I got to give you props for that. My other winner is Drake.
Wow.
Because, I mean, who else is going to get a Grammy for a diss record, get to smash Serena, drop the OVO Jordans? Hey, Drake's the winner, man. Drake's got to be the winner this year.
Straight throwaway songs he got nominated for a Grammy. Last year was 0 to 100. And you said Back to Back is nominated for a Grammy this year?
Back to Back.
Wow.
That he probably copped that in, what, a minute? He probably recorded that shit in like 30 minutes and had it pressed and ready to go?
Amazing.
Hey, man. That's what I'm saying.
Winners. Your awards, man.
So, hey. If we're talking about winners, we got to talk about losers.
Yes, the biggest L of the year.
Whew, that's a lot of people to pick from.
A lot of people took L's last year, so all right. A lot.
A lot. But I got to go ahead with yours.
Sorry, right, you go first on this one.
I got to go with Meek Mill, and it's a tie.
See?
Oh. It's a tie. Meek Mill is definitely, like, he's like L1. Because I don't need to describe that. This is Jesus Christ. He got destroyed last year.
Mm-hmm.
But then Raven Simone is a very close second. Like, damn. She got given away. So she got given away by her father. She got given away by black people. She damn near got given away by The View. Hey, man, nobody want Raven.
Damn. So that's so Raven.
Yeah, that's so loser.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Well, my loser, I mean, let's make it unanimous. We're going to go with... Meek Mill is one loser, and Manny Pacquiao is my other loser.
What did Manny do to you?
Is what he did to America. He gave all us all hope that he was going to be the one to take down Floyd, albeit it was like 9 years ago. But this year, when you fought Floyd and you just put up a snore fest, like, ugh, disgusting. Yeah. So Manny Pacquiao and Meek Mill are my two losers of the year.
Go ahead and get that boo button ready. Them niggas is trash, bro. Them
garbage.
Niggas is trash, bro. This is one we always talk about. We always do our TV talk. I'm interested in hearing what you have for your best TV show this year.
Hands down, man. It's The Thrones. Hands down. Game of Thrones wins my best TV show of 2015. You know, just hands down. Game of Thrones.
I can't even argue with that. Game of Thrones, I had a tie. I got Game of Thrones is up there. The other winner I had.
He ends with an R.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I knew it. It's all right.
Am I predictable? Am I one trick pony?
No, you're a power junkie. You just, you know, I knew it was going to turn you out, man. You watched it, man. It was fresh on your head, too. Like, it's fresh. So I said, man, it's all right. Going to pick power for this watch. But, I mean, look. Neither one's a bad show. I can't be mad at either one of them.
Neither one's a show. If I had to pick one, if it was, you know, the gun was to my head, if our checks are on the line, I got to go with Game of Thrones. Only because I like Tyrion better than anybody on Power. Like, I think Tyrion's the man. So, Game of Thrones and Power. You know, if we had an honorable mention, it'd be Blackish. And I think it'd be Blackish. Orange is the New Black doesn't even get a rating. I didn't like this season as much as I liked the first season.
The last two seasons been kind of boring. Everybody tells me, oh, the other season. I was like, I don't even care anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it definitely, the first season was the GOAT.
First season was the best.
Yeah, like they could have wrapped it up after the first season. It would have been fine. I would have been fine with that.
I like the direction it was going with season one. Then season two, it just went comedy-ish. And then I was just like, I could care less. Another show that fell off this year to me was House of Cards. Like, after it being great, then it just kind of like, blah, this season. So,
yeah. If we go in that route, then Empire owns that category.
Oh, we listen. Empire, they could slide in for the biggest L of the Year award.
You're right about that shit. I have never seen a show fall off so hard.
Okay, like, since we got a best TV show award, let's go to the worst TV show that gets a lot of play then. Since you said Empire, your choice, right?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Empire at this point. I don't even like that show anymore.
You going to say Empire. I'm going to say, I'm going to stick with you, man. It's all right. I watch more TV. I got to go better than that.
Yeah, you got to do better than that.
Empire's a little too easy.
That's the easy pick.
Let's see, man. God damn, I watch so much TV this year. I don't know, man.
Maybe Empire is just that bad. Maybe it fell off that bad that it just
won. Think it's that bad. Matter of fact, I'm going to go with Scandal, man. Sorry.
I quit watching Scandal about 4 seasons ago.
Yes. Like, Scandal was just, it got too outrageous, man. So that's the best, the best worst TV show.
I like that, the best worst. Yeah, way to go, Scandal. I don't have my applause on deck. You got your applause on deck?
You know I don't have nothing but the bruh button.
Man, I don't know where my applause went. That works. Jerm with the applause, man.
Go home, eight, man.
Oh, shit, we got to
do it. Sorry to my HD people.
Hey, y'all be all right. You know, they probably crying and shit. You're making my eardrums bleed.
Yes.
Y'all be all right, man.
I was on the train.
Yeah, you New Yorkers or something else. Athlete of the year. This is a tough one for me.
It's not for me. Can I go first?
Please go first.
My athlete of the year is the Detroit walking nigga.
Wait, he's not an athlete, bro.
Yes, he is. Any nigga that walk 50 miles, 100, 200, 300 miles a week to work and work 8 hours and go home and only sleep for 2 hours and eat nothing but Mountain Dew and potato chips and maybe get a home-cooked meal once a month from a co-worker's wife, he's my athlete of the year. And he go to work every day, athlete of the year. Sorry.
But we don't know that he still goes to work anymore since he got the car.
Hey. Detroit walking nigga is my athlete of the year. So, right, I can't remember his name, but everybody that's fro related knows him by the Detroit walking nigga.
That's definitely the name. It's Detroit walking nigga. There's no other way around that. I got to keep it official. You know what I'm saying? Serena or LeBron?
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't say fucking Mark McGuire or wasn't Paul or some shit like that or.
Hey, I keep it unbiased at times. I got to go with Serena, man. I got to go with Serena. She's owning shit. I know Jerm's not going to like this pick.
Not
he
doesn't
think she's attractive. He doesn't think she's a good tennis player. He doesn't even think she's black. But Serena's
I didn't say she wasn't black. And then, my female athlete of the year has to be Brittany Griner because she's the most amazing female athlete. Wait, she made a fucking baby.
Wait a minute. Her divorce ain't even the final until she proves that she's not the father.
Hey, and she's a bad girl if she can make a baby.
I wait to see how this question comes out because I said, what? Until she proves she's not the father. Is this the actual wording? Yes, that's the actual wording.
I was like, please don't be in Florida. Please don't be in Florida. Yes, not in Florida.
For now. She'll be in Florida next week.
Yes.
That's how that shit goes. Banger of the year.
And that would be certified banger. Be Easy should be listening for this. Who's your picks? All right.
Okay,
I know who yours is. I know who it is.
And it's kind of fucked up because I don't think she's been a certified banger.
Who?
But she should have been a certified banger.
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh.
Kanye West should have been a certified banger, bro. She's right, fine as hell.
I wasn't prepared for that one.
Who did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to go with L.A. Love the Boss.
She's a bad one, but once I found out she was 19, I had to quit voting for her.
She's 20, so all right, she's 20.
She just turned 20, though, bro, like 3 weeks ago. I can't do it, man. Like, what did she say? She's a 19. I said, no, I can't do it. It's not right. I had to remove her. At least Kanye West is like 34.
Yeah, Kanye West is 34.
So
wow.
That's official. I can do that. L.A. Love the Boss is not personal. You're just too young for me to be saying that you're fine. I can't do that. Who'd you pick?
Oh, man, I got two. It's like a tie.
Uh-oh.
Matter of fact, it's three. It's like a tie.
So, Ray Loso.
It's like four. It's like... Okay, we got, Ray Loso, you know what I'm saying? Then you got Kat Leah. Then we got Rebecca Banks. And then we got my girl, Aisha Diaz, man, always.
Mm. Yeah, now you've sent me Aisha Diaz a couple times, so I know that you all are on that pick. I don't know the third one you mentioned.
Rebecca Banks, she's been our Women Crush Wednesday. You got look at our Women Crush Wednesday post.
Got to read the site.
You the one, right? I sent you a picture of me. You was like, that's too many.
Oh, she's the one that's got look like she got on a flush diaper. Her you ass said, is huge.
You was like, you'll eat that butt? That's a little too much. And I was like, oh, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that on the Frocast? Whoa.
Yeah. Nobody listened to this show. You'll be fine.
Obviously.
You'll be fine, man. We kind of moving along. This is kind of sweet. This one, I don't have anything to add. Like, this is definitely the young nigga category right here. Because I don't have these two.
The young nigga category, man.
So I don't have much to add to these. Phrase of the year and dance of the year.
Phrase, come on, sorry. You know all the popular phrases.
I know nothing about popularity.
Come on, sorry.
If it's not a shoe, I don't know it.
That makes it even worse. But phrase of the year.
Oh, what are those? What are those?
And that was my winner, so all right.
Oh, that's my pick too. Good job. High five. Yeah, what are those?
It's funny to me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This shit is hilarious. I don't even care when it said. That and Say No More cracked me the fuck up.
And one of my assistant coaches came to practice after work one day, right? And he had like some old little soft little kid looking shoes on. I don't know what they was, but they would look like some old kids or something. So I told one of the kids, I was like, yo, get them. And you know, this is one of the kids that never really talked. Like he don't say too much. So I was like, anybody got any questions? And then Bryce, he raised his arm. I said, hey man, Bryson got a question. He's like, yeah, coach, I got one question. What are those? I mean, like, I was just
I bet the kids lost their shit, too.
Bruh, everybody lost their shit, bruh. It was awesome. It was like one of those moments where, you know, like, man, I really like this shit, bruh. So, yeah. So, what are those made my motherfucking, made my fucking year, man. Because it was just like, it was comedy. You know, it wasn't overdone like some of the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was shit, man. To me, anyway.
Do you have a pair of what are those? Like, do you have some shoes that's just like, shit, you wear them even though you know they some bullshit?
Oh, yes. I got a pair of little cheap-ass boat shoes I bought when I was going on a trip. And they was like $20. But, motherfucker, I still rock them. You know what I'm saying? They some knockoff Sperry's. Like, they ain't even the knockoff of Sperry. They the knockoff of the knockoff. Like, yo, them shits is, woo.
Damn. Yeah, yeah, I got a pair. I just bought these. They're some Adidas Boosts. Mm. But they ugly as fuck, nigga. These shoes are ugly. But I put them on because they was on sale. I said, let me try it. I'm here anyway. I put them on. I was like, oh, yeah, these going home, dog. They ugly as shit, but they the most comfortable shoes I have in the closet.
Damn.
Definitely some one of those classics, bro. What would be the dance of the year? Is it bapping?
Got to be bapping.
Bapping wig.
You know what I mean? Bapping. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, bapping is the number one song. It had to be the dance of the year. The low difficulty of it, and it just took over. Like it was the whip and the nay nay, kind of was. Mm. Then they had the hit the Quan. Hit the Quan was it was almost
up there, man.
But the dab came in after the Quan and just took over, man. You know what I'm saying?
Can the dab beat out the Quan or the nay nay when it was a shorter lived dance? Like the dab is dead now.
Dead.
It's fucking trash. It's over.
Did you see the rest home? Did you not the rest home, but the old folks home? They was all dabbing.
Man, look, I done seen everybody dabbing. They got fucking infants dabbing. They got dolls dabbing. Old people dabbing. Coaches dabbing. Everybody dabbing. It's just dead.
Preaching on dabbing Sunday. Watch.
Oh yeah, it's coming. We are coming to the new year. Dabbing.
Like, boy, oh, nah. Hit you dab.
When the Lord said dab on them, like Tell your haters in 2016, dab on them. Like, nah, we can't.
Come on, your haters. Tell them, you know, because actually, you know, dab, I mean, it replaced the word swag. I don't know if you knew this all right. I'm just going to educate you. Yes, swag, instead of saying swag, they need a new word because swag got played out. They was like, check out my dab. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about.
Well, you know, Bow Wow disagrees with you.
Yeah, Bow Wow, you know, he was wrong as fuck. So, you know, and then, you know how he gonna plug himself, you know, because I sell vaporizers, you know. Like, that don't make you right about a dead / phrase, but.
I mean, he went in. He went full Monty, dog. He met the house with that shit, too.
The highest form of marijuana. You smoke it, you cough, like. And it's like.
Can I give Bow Wow my losing this shit too? That nigga's trash, bruh.
Look, hey, it sounded good. It sounded good. Cause at first I was just like, well damn. That's where that shit came. But then I thought about it, like, that ain't where it came from.
Nah, man.
You know. Yeah. So yeah, Bow Wow gets to go for that one.
I guess so. These are the awards where we actually earn our check.
Yep.
The actual shit that matters. Excuse me, I'm fighting the cold, you know what I'm saying? I got cooties or something going on.
Yeah, man.
Best collaboration this year.
Oh, man. Is this song or album? Or just period?
It just said best collaboration, so man, however you want to flip it.
Hands down, you know what it is, man.
What?
What a be alive, man. What a time to be alive. That's all I'm going to say, man. That's my winner.
I haven't even heard it.
You haven't heard it? Yes, you have, man.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard it.
It's all right.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't listened to What a Time to Be Alive?
I really haven't. It's one of those, I got it. I just haven't listened to it yet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. You know what? I find a lot of people have time to listen to music, and I probably have time. I just don't.
You just listen to the same music when you go to the gym every day.
It's true. I do listen to a lot of the same music.
Listen to just as much music as B-Eazy.
No, that's not possible.
Human Services and everything.
That's not possible. There's no way I listen to as much music as B-Eazy. No. Impossible, bro. He hit me up to somebody the other day. I was like, I don't even know who the fuck that is. B-Eazy always. It's supposed to be B-Eazy, man. So for me, I know you're not gonna agree with this shit. I got Only. Nicki Minaj with Drake, Lil Wayne, and Chris Brown. That song still bangs for me.
Which one is that?
Nothing But Real Niggas Only.
Oh, yeah,
that's my shit. I never fucked me. That's my goddamn song. But I feel like Back to Back should be a collabo only because it's at Meek's expense.
No, it's not a collabo, man.
Come on, man. It's because of Meek that song exists.
For your next, you can save that for your next the best rap song category or something like that, man.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I got to go with Only. Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown. That's my shit. I think that album was actually dope, too, but it happened so early, people forgot about it. It came out, like, in January, right?
I think so, yeah.
So people forgot that album happened. Like, Nicki Minaj ain't done shit since then, so...
Damn.
That's a hard year for her. This might be her worst year.
I mean, she's been carrying around her boyfriend all year. I mean, you try to carry a dead body around for like...
Oh, damn.
What do you think you would be like? Come on, man.
Damn. That's about right, though. So the next category that you spoke of, I have more than one for best rap song of the year. Who you got, man? I know you got more than one yourself.
Oh, man. Me, personally, best rap song. Like you said, we got Back to Back on here. Then you got Jumpman on here.
Yep.
Then you got, let me see, who else we got? I wrote it down. Let me find my list. I'm just going to leave it alone, man. That's it, man. Rap song of the year. It's got to be Future song. I got to figure out which one it's going to be. March Madness, man.
You're a Future boy. You really like Future, don't you?
I'm just saying, man. March Madness, man. Song of the year, man.
You really fuck with Future, man. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, man.
I ain't mad at you, man. You know, Future's your dude. Blessings, Big Sean. That ruled like the first half of the year.
Oh, man. Blessings?
That way.
Nah, man. You know why I hate Big Sean, bro?
Because he boring?
And he said this line. This will go down in history. I'm all ears. In other words, here for you. Nigga, get the fuck out of here, bruh.
That was bad.
That was horrible. I'm all ears. In other words, here for you. Like, what the fuck?
If Auntie Team didn't kill Kanye, then all ears would be all right.
No, Auntie Team. Look, Kanye goes like, I didn't even write that. I just said
to say, he ain't going to take no blame for that.
Yes, I didn't write that.
Yeah, all ears. Yeah, that's bad. It is bad. But Blessings was a good ass song.
Yeah, man. Mark this song of the year.
King Kunta. That's still my damn jam right there, dog. That motherfucker goes hard as hell. There's nothing like playing King Kunta real loud with your windows down and being black in Austin. I'm just saying. The looks you get. I mean, 10 Bands by Drake.
Nothing to do with the song. You're just black in Austin. That's the look you get,
man. Well, they're not bad here in Austin. Like, I think it looks worse if you're Dallas or Houston. Like, you're a different black person in those days. Here, Austin's not bad.
Okay.
10 Bands by Drake.
Mm.
And another K-Dot song, Complexion.
Quentin Miller. Get it right.
Quentin Miller, sorry. By the Ghostwriter. And Complexion by K-Dot and Rhapsody.
Obama said his favorite song was "How Much Does a Dollar Cost" of 2015.
Yeah, well, if Obama said it, then we're wrong.
Obama, he has, that's one of the worst songs on Kendrick Lamar's album.
Hey,
he said that was his favorite song of 2015. How much a dollar cost?
I think Obama just talking shit.
Obama just saying anything. He just, hey, look, he know he's a lame duck president. He know it's a rap.
He probably didn't even listen to that album, to be honest.
I mean, he probably did, but they were just like, you know them niggas on the White House lawn. They are.
Wow. And then he had to listen to it. The Secret Service gave it to him so they could make sure ain't no niggas on the lawn for real.
Yes.
By the way, that album, this is not on the list. I think that To Pimp a Butterfly might be the most overhyped album of the year. Like, if you go back and listen to it right now, how many songs are you keeping?
Like you said, King Kuta, Institutionalized. Let's see.
What's the complexion?
If These Walls Could Talk. I like that song.
So, where's the goddamn track list? All right, so here's the track list. You got the intro don't count. For Free, I don't even know if that counts.
Nah.
King Kuta, of course. Institutionalized, of course. These Walls. Like, that's a good, strong three run. Yeah. And then You.
Is that if Love You Is Complicated?
Yeah. Fucking hate that song.
X that shit.
Hate that song. We Gonna Be All Right.
Like that song.
That's okay. It was a little radio. A little radio play.
I mean, but before, I mean, it wasn't radio before the video. Like, when it, before the damn, you know, the video made it, that was one of my jams, yeah. But go ahead.
Man, once the video came, I was like, Then you had Mama. I don't even remember how that motherfucker goes. That's how.
Ain't that the song he do the Nappy Afro shout out in?
That might be it. Yeah. It's a shame that I don't remember that song. Hood Politics.
That's another one that was dope.
How Much a Dollar Cost? That's Obama's pick. Complexion, of course. The Black and the Berry.
I mean, after that, Complexion, let's be honest, that song boring, bro. I ain't gonna lie, man. I hate to say it.
I love Rhapsody's bars on that shit.
Yeah, that's like, but it was just like,
the first half of that song is pretty forgettable. I'll give you that.
It was just like, it's just, so yeah, man.
And then Black and the Berry, You Ain't Gotta Lie, that goddamn song.
That's my song right there. You ain't got the line to kick in my knee.
So, if you listen to this album now, is this still overhyped? Do you think it's overhyped?
I mean, like, it's not a classic, like everybody's saying. Like, it ain't a perfect album. Niggas like, you know, oh, this is the one of the best top 10 albums of all time. Hell no.
So then what would be the most slept on album? Again, this is not in the category. What would be the most slept on album this year?
On album? Wow, you really asked the wrong guy this.
I'm surprised you didn't just say J. Cole. Like, I didn't know why that's not right on the tip of your tongue.
Went Platinum's, all right.
But do you hear people talking about it? Like, this is a really slow burn.
Yes.
I don't hear anybody mention J. Cole.
Bro, so you don't listen. All right, come on, man.
Maybe my circle is fucked up.
Yes, your circle is fucked up, man.
Because J. Cole would get my vote.
It's so the most slept on album? I don't know.
I don't hear people talking about that. I don't hear people talking about Scarface either, but...
Stop it, man. We're going to stop talking about Scarface on the Frocast. Until Scarface something worthwhile, man. We're not going to talk about him.
Oh, so this is the perfect time. This is best rap album time. So you best saying Scarface don't get a vote?
Oh, can I? Oh, I forgot to throw my best rap song. Besides March Madness, I got to throw in, like, two J. Cole songs. Love Yours. That was just, like, that might have been, you know, man, my song of the year, man. So, yeah. Love Yours, man.
J. Cole.
Love Yours and March Madness. And back to back, my top three songs of the year, man.
I think I made a diss song probably in 30 minutes and may wait. I can't say nothing about Drake. Yeah. So your best rap album is who?
It was close, all right. But I got to go with 2014 Forest Hill Drive, man.
I can't argue with you there. I got some honorable mentions, but I think that was probably the most solid album front to back. I like Big Sean's album. The first, like, seven songs of that motherfucker.
Big Sean Page, you saw, right? I ain't never heard you say Big Sean name before. Now you say this nigga name twice in 3 minutes.
Hey, man, I'm kind of shocked myself. When I looked at my list, I was like, damn, I mentioned Big Sean a few times. I still think Scarface Deeply Rooted is dope. I know. I had to have one, right? I had to have one.
I mean, you know, the Saul Wright pick, man.
I had to get the Saul Wright pick in there, man. Who you got? Honorable mention.
Honorable mention. I'm going to go with... Run the Jewels 2.
Did that come out this year?
Came out earlier this year, yes.
I feel like that was last year. Have I been listening to it that long that I think it was last year?
I mean, it came out early this year, I believe. Uh-oh. Let me
make sure. You got to fact check because of Jerm? This is the second time. Let me fact check. 2014, October.
Oh, it came out in October?
Yeah.
Oh, well, take that off the list. I must have listened to it so much in 2015.
But hey, fuck it. That's like past the cutoff, right? Fuck it. That counts for 2015.
You're right.
Fuck it. Run the Jewels 2 was the shit. Like, that's definitely honorable mention. That might be my album of the year. Do I like that more than J. Cole?
You don't like it more than J. Cole.
I don't know, bro. They Run the Jewels and Jones.
Nah, don't play yourself. Callow say, playing yourself if you say that now.
They don't want you to like Run the Jewels.
They don't want you to like Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels is dope. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you check that shit out. You put this category on this list, and I have nothing for it. Best rap group?
Best rap group?
What group?
The rap group. But hey, ooh, what do you know? Run the Jewels is not a rap group?
It came out 2014, though.
But it was past the deadline. Didn't we just say that?
All right. Well, so if we're including them, that's my only vote.
Okay. So we got two rap groups right now. You got Run the Jewels. You got Migos.
No.
What?
No. Definitely not going for Migos.
Drake and Future, are they considered a group?
They just did an album.
No, it's a collaboration.
Yeah.
So the best rap group, my award is going to Migos.
Rude. Why?
Just saying, because, I mean, they own 2015, bruh.
So you putting them over Run the Jewels?
I mean, this is just for the 2015. This is not for life. This is just like, you know, sometimes we have to put our biasness aside.
Wow.
Like, you know, all right, for you to say like something from St. Louis is not better than something from Chicago.
Wow.
You could say that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm putting my biasness aside and I'm saying Migos, 2015, rap group of the year, man.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to Run the Jewels. And I don't have much else to say because I really don't know what other groups there could be. Like, it's Migos and that's it.
Yes, it ain't a couple.
Rest of these niggas can't stay together. I already know what your void is for this one, but we're going to put it up there. Hottest rapper of the year. Hottest, not best.
It's not best.
Hottest.
Hottest rapper of the year.
So
we broke it down out of all the 400,000 rappers that were eligible to be the hottest rapper of the year. We compiled a list of from Paterson, New Jersey, or wherever the fuck he from, Fetty Wap. From ATL, we got your boy Future.
Your boy Future.
From ATL, we got your boy Rich Homie Quan. Also from ATL, we got Young Thugger.
This list sounds a little biased.
Then we got, from Florida, we got Kodak Black.
Sounds very biased.
What you mean? And the hottest rapper, do not be confused with best. Hottest just means, you know, you hot right now. Niggas like you. They stealing your swag. They saying your words. They dressing like you. You know, whatever. So, out of these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys, the winner is...
Who's your winner?
Future is the hottest rapper.
Of course he picked Future.
Future.
Of course he picked
more music is him. Nobody dropped more anthems than him. Nobody made more of an impact than Future did in 2015, man.
Like, when I saw this category, I already knew that you were going to pick Future. I understand. Mm. I knew this who you were going to pick. I had a write-in ballot.
Oh, okay.
Drake. Still consistently, still on every other song. Like, if it wasn't Drake, it was Future.
Yeah.
And then Drake got a diss album that got a Grammy nod. I got to give it to Drake. And he smashed Serena. And he released the Jordan.
That's not saying nothing.
I got to stop. I got to go with Drake.
And he hit Ray Veloso.
That's got to put him over the top.
I mean,
you got Serena and Ray Veloso, dog. That's got to put you over the top. And you released your own Jordans.
The Serena thing is the only thing that's not putting them over the top, man. That's the only thing that's what's holding them over on the other side of the fence right there. It's like an anvil on his back right now.
Yeah, but Future lost his baby mama to a football player.
That's even better.
That's a loss.
You left me. You had to go get with a Super Bowl champion, girl. Like, come on now. You lost
to a light-skinned, curly-haired nigga.
A Super Bowl champion nigga. You know what I'm saying? Starting quarterback for a 2-time Super Bowl appearing. You know, come on, man. It's not a loss.
I think that's a loss, bro.
Girl, and leave me she, like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody famous, man.
She left you for a nigga she not even fucking. Hey. Think about that shit. She left you for a dude that she not even, hey, that's a loss, bro.
Got her so scared, she scared to give up that pussy. She went to
nigga. No, you can't spend that, bro. That's a loss. Girl,
song. He said, I'm gonna get my bitch back. Ooh. He said that in that song.
She left you for a eunuch, bruh.
He said, I'm getting my bitch back. He called her a bitch, nigga. Come on, man.
She left you for a eunuch and she got your baby parading around with him. Got the jersey on and shit.
Hey, man. Get better, baby mama, man. Ain't nothing different about that. She a girl from Riverdale, man. We know them girls from Riverdale. They got no morals.
Is she from Riverdale for real?
Yes.
Damn, man. Hey, man. Drake, come on with it. Which leads us to the next category. Again, rapper of the year. There's only four options. K-Dot.
What happened? Unless you write-ins, all right.
I didn't do a write-in.
No, okay. So who are the choices?
K-Dot, J. Cole, Future, and Drake.
Wow.
Where's the women? Shit. Where are the women? Exactly. Where are the women?
Did no women drop nothing in here in 2015.
I think Rhapsody is the only one that counts, but if we're comparing them to these four.
Dropped out in 2015.
Who that?
Didn't Iggy drop an album in 2015?
Come on, bruh. Come on, dude. Stop it. Doesn't matter. Rhapsody will probably be the only one that could be mentioned, but when we compare it to those four, it's not like it's not close. As a matter of fact, I don't think she dropped one in 2015. Nope. I think Beauty and the Beast came out in 14, so she didn't drop one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, out of Cole, Drake, K-Dot, and Future, who you got?
Rapper of the year, man. This was a tight one. It was a close one. You know, my gut was telling me to say this, but my heart and my brain is telling me to say this. So, people, your 2015 King Germs pick for Rapper of the Year is... J. Cole. He give you one of the best albums to come out of the year. Make the best album to come out of the year. He also was doing this thing on the... he was getting his GQ Blue on out there, you know what I'm saying? Getting his, like I said, his GQ Blue on, whatever that means. Then he also inspired niggas not to get no haircuts and just grow their hair out wild. And you know, like, J. Cole. What's going on here, man?
that's the young applause, man. You know, we got a budget over here.
Yes, man.
I got to agree with you, man. It's close for me, too. You know, I think K-Dot is going to get a lot of people's vote. I think that's still inflation. Future, like, I'm not on Future. I'm not on that Future train yet. Drake was probably my next pick, but J. Cole, man, you can't go wrong with Cole, man. What can you say, man? J. Cole is the rapper of the year. Is that our whole list?
Yeah. That's except for the Keeping 100 Award, man.
Keeping 100 Award, man. Who you got for Keeping 100 Award, bro?
Man, I went through the list. I was looking. I was just like, yo, somebody kept it 100 all year long and never took it a drop under.
Who would that be?
And that nigga was all right, man. Sorry. An award every man. Week coming through. Y'all don't understand, it's 52 weeks in a year, and probably out of, we ain't miss a forecast, but maybe like 7 of those weeks. So Saul Wright in my Keeping 100. He always y'all don't understand. Saul Wright anchors two shows. This one and another podcast on Nappy Afro. I don't know what it is. I don't listen to other podcasts. But I know Saul Wright, he's the point guard on all these podcasts. So hey, he's my Keeping 100 award. He kept it real all year long. Even though he's sick, he's in here now with the IV bag hanging. Y'all don't even see it. IV bag. The motherfucker got oxygen tube tank on the side. He made it, man. So it's all right. Keep 100 award for the year, man.
Didn't see that one coming, man. You know, the nigga Jern keeps the show official for y'all ass. When I'm out here misquoting stats, giving the wrong names.
I'm Jern killing.
At home. He murders me. Like, if you can hear it. So when we get on the phone, when we get on Skype, the mic is hot. Once I stop recording, ain't no more mic. He still gives it to me, man. I wish I could record those moments.
I've killed niggas like Okoye. Like, I'm still getting hate mail.
Can't believe you killed Okoye, bro. I can't believe you killed Okoye.
Bro, I thought this nigga was dead, bro. But I was getting him and Derek Thomas mixed up, man.
It's like two, so all black people looking like.
But 18, man. That's the only thing throwing me out. 35, 55. Come on, man. Give
different
me a break.
Different positions, different sizes of the ball. Jesus Christ.
Damn, man, it was horrible.
Different decades, like, you just all wrong. all around. Damn. But yeah, man, we have fun doing this show for y'all. It just gets difficult sometimes with our schedules and niggas having lives and shit. You know what I'm saying? Jerm got kids to coach and kids to raise and jobs. And I got jobs on top of jobs on top of jobs. So sometimes it's hard for us to get this shit in, but we appreciate doing this for y'all. We appreciate all the comments. People coming through and dropping the comments, letting us know what they think. Your boy came through and told me, said, hey, tell us all right to vote. Tell that nigga to quit taking this shit for granted. And I'm still not voting. But I appreciate your concern. Yes. I appreciate the conversation. He never got back at you about his list, though.
Oh, I mean, he didn't have to. He got ethered. There was nothing he could say. Like, don't get back to me. Like, you said your list, and we ethered you, and there's nothing else he could say about it. Wait,
why did I get weed? I wasn't in on that. I was innocent.
You accomplice, all right? Damn. You got blood on your hands just like me, bro. Damn. Like, hey, look. If we was chicks, you took me to the dude house to throw the brick through his window. And like, you was driving. You was Thelma. I was Louise. I mean, I don't know why I said two women groups. I mean,
I don't know why you went there with it, but props to Furious.
You know how it is, man.
Props to Furious, man, for coming through and leaving the comments. You came on strong at the last half of the year. Like, yes, I know you've been listening, but he started leaving the comments, and he was killing it.
And niggas start, like, hearing their name on podcasts. That's when niggas get all, you know, they hear they stuff, they're like, oh, shit. Like, you know, I'm part of something. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Dude, we want y'all to understand. Y'all are part of something, bro. Like, we want all of y'all. Ruler myself, he speaks up. RT3, the Eternal, shout out. Ash Dash, Papa Dash, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hall of Famers, man. MJ Money 9S, Rick James, bitch.
Jamonte Thomas.
That's a ruler myself, yeah.
Oh, okay. His government. We put his government out there.
I was like, damn, son.
It's only got A. It's on the website, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But
he put it out there, man. I mean, I didn't know.
People looking for him. They don't know where he at.
Hey, yeah. Just say you Jamont. Just drop that the accent mark off.
Say ruler myself. That's just what you need to say. It's all right.
We got RT3 and Short T and Rick James, bitch. I still think Short T and Rick James are the same person.
And we didn't they just solve it.
That's what they said. I just refuse. It's like B-Eazy and Jerm are the same person. When was the last time y'all heard them on the forecast together? I'll wait.
Hey, look, 2016, man. We going to do a show. It's going to be me, you, Blue, and Easy, bro. It's coming, people.
Whatever, man. You will not hear them niggas on the same show.
I'm telling you, bro. Bro, we coming. Like, B-Eazy said, listen, man, we need to do a show all together again. I said, what? B-Eazy? What? You coming up with ideas? Like, wow. You want to be on the broadcast?
That must mean we're about to get reprimanded live on the air.
Yeah.
We're probably all going to get fired. That's what's gonna happen. We're gonna start the show.
Be around, but you're fired.
We're gonna get to the end and be wrapping up. You're like, let me just say this real quick, man. Let me just say this. All y'all niggas fired. Like, wait a minute, what?
Hey, replacements. It's all right. Train them how to do this.
Yeah. Train your replacement. Get the fuck out of here. But it's been a weird long year, man. Another great year for the site. B-Eazy held it down. Like, B-Eazy's the MVP of the year. Gotta give him props because he handled them.
Like, Short T filled in for him, like your boy did, Luke Walton did for Steve Kerr.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Kept us going, man. I mean, that's B-Eazy literally did like 97% of the posting this year. That's a lot.
Nah, Frocast was a lot of posts. Well, once a week.
It was once a week, though, right? So my once a week, maybe twice a week post.
Him 90%.
12.
Him 90.
He was killing the game this year. So hopefully next year. You young niggas step up. And notice I went directly to y'all. Us OGs, we not stepping up.
Y'all are the future, man. I believe the children are our future, man.
We not teach stepping up.
Help them lead the way.
It's on y'all. If y'all don't get this shit right, it's like,
hey, nigga.
You say,
to make it easier.
You said a beauty and possessive side, nigga.
Ain't that what they say?
Yeah, but the nigga just add a little extra punch to it. To be able to possess his side, nigga. God damn. Hey, man, you got any more? You want to say anything special to the people while we close out the year?
Hey, man, first off, I'm going to tell all y'all, man, you know, be safe out there, New Year's, the rest of the year. Come back 2016, because we need all our listeners. We can't afford to lose none of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Be safe, come back, be fruitful, be all that shit. Hopefully have a blessed, eat your fucking black eyed peas and your greens and all that shit. Whatever y'all niggas do to get through the New Year's, do that shit. Make sure y'all ass come back next year Because, like I said, we're going to keep rocking out with this show, man. And, hey, man, we still got more things to come, man. Who knows, man? We might really, really, really go major in 2016. Nah. Like, you know, BuzzFeed major. Just put that out there, people. BuzzFeed major.
Damn. Next thing you know, we have a podcast. We have presidential candidates email on there.
MTV been emailing the nigga, man. We got sponsors, man. Shit is getting crazy, man.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. It's about time we got on, you know what I'm saying? And we change it up. We want y'all to know. When we get on, we change it.
TV4 been hitting us up, man. And it was like, yo, yeah.
We get on, we're changing. I want y'all to understand what the fuck I'm saying.
Everything.
RT3, I don't know you.
I don't know you. Short T? Oh, he down. Short T.
Mm-hmm. Your ass just shorty.
We even changed the afro to the na-na-na-na. We gonna take that off.
We might even capitalize the end on that bitch. Mm-hmm. Just to let y'all know we are changing. We don't fuck with y'all niggas. Ruler of myself, you just be that dude.
Yeah. You gonna be the ruler of just yourself.
We are changing for checks. You know what I'm saying? Just want to put that out there.
Dash.
Hey, we don't know y'all. We can't disrespect Papa. Papa Dash, so we
right.
can't.
Sorry. It's all right. All right. We don't have to let go of all this to go to the next level, so all right. Sorry, man. That's how it is, man. It's going to be new fans. We have white fans. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's been real. Dr. Brasive, you know, holler at you.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have white fans. We're going to have new money, man. That crisp money. We're going to have to worry about BET paying us on every 2 weeks and giving us some excuse direct on payday why he can't pay us this week, man.
My direct deposit going to go through, man. That's...
Yes. We don't have to have no rush card no more, man.
Man, we're going to have jackets and shit.
Woo!
Yeah, man, I'm done with y'all niggas. Just letting y'all know. When we get on, it's over. Merry Christmas, you motherfuckers.
That's it, man. Because once we on, nigga, we out.
So buy your shirts while you can now. The price will triple.
The price going to go up, nigga. We're going to be like Kanye $300 shirts, nigga.
Shit is over, bruh. With sweat. It's definitely going to come from sweatshops, too. We want y'all to understand how we doing this shit next year, man. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us, for real, man. You already gave some of the shout-outs. You want to get the rest of the shout-outs? Is that it? Is that all we're doing?
Did we shout out everybody?
No, I don't think we got everybody, but we got most of them.
Okay, well, let's go down the list. We said Furious. We said MJ Money 9S. We said Ruler Myself. Yep. We said Ash Dash, Papa Dash. We said RT3. We said Tracy May. We said Short T. We said GQ Blue. We said Be Easy. We said Dub. We said Supreme Weave. We said Blaskiat. We said, who else we got? We got Kaysen, I think that's his name.
Hey, it's not personal, man. We just, some of these names we just can't pronounce.
Davila, we got Davila. I know his name. I know his Instagram. I mean, his name is Davila. So whoever he is, then you got, man.
Miss T.
Everybody that's affiliated with the Fro, man. You know, this is your shout out right here.
Does Miss T. Lee count? Does she still rock with us?
T. Lee, shout out to Miss T. Lee. She's an avid listener. Who else? That's about it, man.
That might be all of it, man. That might be it, man. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us, man. Nappy Afro on all social media, Napfro Gang, Snapchat. Make sure y'all checking us out, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We will be back next year. We probably won't be any better, but we'll just be back. You know what I'm saying? It'll be more of the same.
2016, trust me. Yeah, we'll be even worse.
We probably will be worse. I'm sure the sound quality will go down. We might change the data we're recording, all that shit. But that's what we do, man. So this has been the last episode of 2015 of the Frocast, episode 189. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. We will holler at y'all next year. We out. Peace.
Merry Christmas, niggas. Happy New Year's. Happy Festivus. Happy Hanukkah. If you a nigga and you a fake-ass nigga and you celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa. Whatever that shit is. I know Sawright probably separate Kwanzaa.
Come on, man. Celebrate and drink responsibly, man.
Give me a Kwanzaa word. I know you know an Ubuntu or some shit like
that. I'm wearing my wooden Nike Jordans right now, nigga. What you talking about? hey, I didn't give a shoe of the year. The shoe of the year, the Jordan Lovers, baby. 72 tens.
I was trying to get through a whole show without you saying.
I had to bring up some shoes, man. I got them.
Earlier, you know what I'm saying? But the 72 and 10s, yeah, I see you had them. Sorry, man. That's fucking jelly right now, man.
Shoe of the year, bro. I'll wear them next year sometime. We'll holler at y'all, man. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, you know who it is? The Jesus vs. Nero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. How to stay fat like Terrio. keeping it 100. Stay awake, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.